Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 345, 74 degrees outside. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let's go to the phone. We have Brad from Whitehaven on the L.A. Riots. Brad.
Hi. I'm from Los Angeles, and my brother's a Los Angeles County Sheriff. And I'm curious why the over-exaggeration when 95% of the Los Angeles was getting avocado toast. This falls in line with Esper's memoir, where he said Trump wanted to shoot at the protesters' feet during the Upside Down Bible in St. James. Trump wanted this to change the subject.
Trump wanted this.
Absolutely. And why did he pardon the January 6th?
No. Let's stay, Brad. Riot. Let's stay on focus here. You want to talk about California? I started out the show today saying that 98% of Los Angeles has no clue this is even going on. That it's a small
because
portion
local of coverage.
That
local
it's a small
coverage,
portion of the area.
Local coverage. Any earthquake above 4.0, they don't even cover. That's how minimal this is. But people like you are having a separate dialogue and over-exaggerating this, because this is really changing the subject of the damage that the orange guy is doing.
Brad, I don't see the connection here you're making. Really?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Because Brad, are you going to talk over me or we're going to have a conversation? I guess you're just going to talk over.
Okay.
I started the show today saying that this is being sensationalized by the media, that 95 to 98% of Los Angeles doesn't have a clue this is even happening. It's affecting a small area. It does not negate the fact that dozens of cars have been burned. It does not negate the fact that buildings have been attacked. It does not negate the fact that dozens of police officers have been injured.
Dozens of police officers have not been injured, and it does not warrant the fact that to have this type of coverage and to bring in the National Guard when, you know, the last time that the National Guard was brought in when the governor didn't ask for it, I think was in the 50s?
It was in the 60s.
Wasn't it? Okay, in the 60s. Why did he bring in the National Guard?
What's the National Guard doing right now in L.A., Brad?
They're working.
What are they doing specifically? What are they tasked with?
You've got a police force of 8,000, okay, and you've got a population of about 20 million. So you do have a vastly outnumbered police force.
Yeah, the Democrats did a great job of setting that up.
That having said, it wasn't out of control, and the governor,
well, the police chief of LA, the police chief of LA disagrees.
No, he doesn't.
The police chief of LA said that they were outnumbered, and it was out of their control. And he was thankful.
And where's the National Guard came in? And I'm glad the president ordered the National Guard in that.
Well, again, you didn't answer what the National Guard's doing.
They're helping.
How are they helping? What do they do? They're not dealing with the rioters. They're protecting federal buildings. They're asset protecting to free up officers to go out and deal with the rioters.
So the National Guard
is not even directly dealing with the rioters.
Have you been in that area? There are no federal buildings.
There's no federal buildings?
So what are they protecting?
There's no federal buildings in L.A.
Oh, no. In Los Angeles, there are. And you know what? There's lots of pizza and other business and drinks going on right now. But in where those cars are or where those quote-unquote demonstrators are, there are no federal buildings. You know that.
There's no federal buildings. So the ICE detention building was not being protected right now by the National Guard.
They went to the Home Depot, and they were congregating people that were looking for a job. That's felonious people, immigrants? Are you crazy?
Well, did you see the list of who they actually arrested there?
I'm going to talk about them
at the 4 o'clock hour. I'm going to list exactly who was arrested.
You'll have been given your talking points.
I was given the talking points. You're telling all our listeners, Brad, that they're not literally seeing what they're seeing on TV right now.
to all your listeners, he is exaggerating.
I'm exaggerating. I started off the show.
This is not
saying,
the demonstration. Nope, this is not the demonstration that Los Angeles is asking for.
So dozens of police cars weren't damaged.
This is a prelude
so dozens,
to an escalation.
So dozens of police cars weren't damaged. Dozens of cars weren't put on fire. That never happened.
Falls exactly what Mark Esper said in his memoir. Trump wants to shoot at the feet of those protesters.
And that's what he wants to do.
That's what this is going to escalate to. You know that.
Well, actually, I hope they shoot the protesters that are throwing rocks and bricks. To be quite honest with you.
So you hope that they shoot them all, right?
No, I think someone using deadly force needs to be responded with deadly force.
They should shoot them all, right?
They're throwing bricks. That's not what I said, Brad. See how you misconstrue everything? Those who throw bricks and rocks, yes, I do. Absolutely.
Those that throw bricks and rocks should be shot for this? Is that what you're saying?
You're saying a brick.
Are you listening? And they gave you a radio license?
You're telling me that a rock or a brick will not cause death or serious physical injury.
From how far?
Now we're going with distances.
Suppose they take a brick and they crash a window and they break it. They should be shot.
If the police officer's in that car and they're getting another brick.
Really? I mean, one has to wonder if you truly do believe this. Because if you do believe this, shame on you.
Well,
and shame that they give people like you a radio license.
Well, Brad, you know what? There's not a damn thing you can do about it. So either you listen or you don't listen.
Well, no, but I could file a complaint with the FCC.
But what's the complaint based on? Go ahead. Let's walk through this.
I don't have a complaint right now.
That someone using deadly force that could cause death or serious physical injury shouldn't be responded to.
Where we were talking about a brick.
You don't think a brick is...
You keep changing.
You don't think a brick can cause serious physical injury or death.
I think water can, too. So what's your point?
So I'm standing 20 feet from you, and I'm throwing bricks and rocks at your family. You don't think that's serious physical injury?
That's not what happened in this demonstration.
Okay, so
20 feet. You've got a grandmother throwing something at a police officer.
Grandmothers aren't throwing these bricks, Brad.
She's throwing a brick. She should be shot?
They're not throwing the bricks, Brad. It's young military-age male throwing the bricks.
That's the demographic you got already? Is that the report you got?
That's the video I see with my own eyes. That's the video I see on my own eyes.
So you've made that assumption.
No, I've literally seen it with my own eyes. It's not an assumption. It's proof.
The only way you can really see it with your own eyes is to be there. You're only seeing what the cameraman is showing you.
All right, so the cameraman's not showing us people throw bricks. All those cars aren't really damaged and the cars weren't put on fire.
And here's the echo chamber. You're watching a television channel that is actually just magnifying what you're saying.
How do you know what I'm watching? How do you know who I've talked
to
today?
The loop.
I talked to the public information officer, the National Guard unit today. I spoke to the lieutenant with the LAPD today.
Exactly the same talking points. I've been calling talk radio through the country. It's the same talking points.
Good. Brad, I am so glad you called today. Thank you for this because you've just given my audience a ton. Because my phone has lit up and my text message line has lit up because people cannot believe how ridiculous you are. They can't believe how ridiculous you are. So, Brad, so thank you for calling.
You're welcome for
letting us know there's individuals like you out there that really, truly believe this stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
It's called democracy, baby.
All right. Oh, have a great one, Brad. Thank you. It's called democracy, baby. Phone line, please stay on. I'm going to get to each and every one of you, but I'm up against the Bloomberg Money Minute in just a bit. But listen, Brad's called here before. We knew what we were going to get with Brad's phone call, and it went exactly where I thought you. You're not seeing anything that you're seeing on TV. You're not seeing. It's all fake. It's all made up, and it's all Trump's fault. It's time for the Bloomberg Money Minute.